coming to you from Classic City,
the capital of the Bulldog Nation.
It's time for another edition of the podcast designed for the most diehard Georgia fans in the country.
Here are your hosts,
Tyler and Charlie.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Glory UGA podcast. I'm your host, Tyler, and back with me today, yes, after taking yet another week of vacation, is my coach, Charlie. Charlie, I am very glad that you're back with us today, but I also have to ask at the same time, are you done with vacation? Can we say that? Like, is it back to work for you?
Sure.
That doesn't sound too confident. Doesn't sound like you're done with vacation.
I mean, if you want me to be done with vacation, I can tell you I'm done with vacation.
So you're saying you're not done with vacation?
I mean, I might take another trip.
Do you have the most understanding boss of all time that just lets you do whatever you want?
I mean, there's Zoom. You can get work done.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Is that one of like the kind of like ancillary, I don't want to say benefits of COVID, but like one of the not so terrible outcomes of COVID is now that you can kind of work from home and do your own thing a little bit.
Or so not you, from home.
Or work remotely. That's the word we're supposed to use. Work remotely. Okay. So let me get this straight, though. You can work remotely on Zoom from wherever for your job, but not for the podcast. I told you
we could do that. You didn't want to figure out how to do it.
No. I know how to record through Zoom and put an upload up here. I figured that out pretty quickly. The problem is you don't have the equipment. Like Curtis, he can record remotely because we've got him all the equipment from all these years. He's been doing it a long time. You don't have the equipment. You can't do it. Like, I don't want to...
You can buy me a microphone.
Why do I have to buy you a microphone?
Well, the company, the business...
What
the
company?
Podcast.
What company are you talking about? There is no company. It's
the podcast.
It's three people doing a podcast.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll buy my own microphone. That's fine.
No, I mean, I mean, we can invest in a microphone for you. I guess that makes sense. We should have already done that. But I thought you were just.
I thought you were
indisposed and you were like just having a great time and couldn't do anything.
I wouldn't know what kind to buy.
Yeah, you look it up.
Yeah, but I would.
You were just making fun of me for not figuring out how to use Zoom. I use Zoom every day for work.
But like I don't need to figure out how to download it, record it, download it, upload
Speaking
it.
Speaking, I was thinking about
stuff.
This the other day, and this is totally off topic. Just bringing up Zoom. Whatever happened to Skype? Remember when Skype was like the preeminent?
I
never used it either. But remember that like that was what people used to do video conferencing. And all of a sudden, like when it's like time to focus on video conferencing, like. The best time ever to have a video conferencing company. Skype
all
of a sudden.
By?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly, is it even around anymore? I'm sure it is. But like, I just figured, honestly, like when the whole COVID thing happened, everyone's working remotely. I thought we were going to use Skype, but no, it's Zoom came out of nowhere. Is it even still around?
It's a Microsoft Corporation.
Microsoft Corporation. Well, they dropped the ball. They really missed out. They missed out.
Microsoft purchased it in 2011.
Okay, I'm sorry I got us off track. No one cares about that.
Sorry.
No, yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you're back. I hope you're back next week. We'll see if you... Are you going to be on vacation next week too?
I don't think so.
So you'll be okay next week?
Yeah, but there's always Zoom.
Buy a microphone. Okay, we will invest in a microphone for you. We'll make that happen. All right, anyway, nobody wants to hear about that. Today on the podcast... We've got a really fun show for you guys with the next installment of our List Season series, as today we're going to give you a Georgia fan's guide to the top 10 road trips in the SEC. I've been wanting to do this show for a long time. We've always had a lot of people ask about it. Like, we know you guys go a lot of road trips. Which trip do you enjoy the most? Or people that are thinking about going on a road trip, they ask us, is it worth it? That kind of thing. So I've always kind of wanted to put this together. We've just never really had time to do it. But now that we are doing this List Season series this month, I thought this would be the perfect time to kind of fit it in. But a few notes for you guys out the outset here. Charlie and I, we've gone to Georgia games in just about every SEC stadium in town. But not all of them. I've never been to Fayetteville. I blame my wife for this. She's incredible. She's gone on every one of these road trips with me. But the one trip she just refused to take. And I was okay with it because she is awesome and has gone to so many games. I mean, sacrificed so much for that. She didn't want to go to Fayetteville back in 2014. So I've never... Actually, that was Little Rock. Never mind. So I didn't even go to Little Rock back then. I would have gone to Fayetteville last year, but for COVID reasons, couldn't make it to that game. I also haven't been to College Station yet because we haven't played in College Station yet. So I've been to just about every other one, and I've been to most of them like five or six times. up until last year. I was fortunate enough to not miss any since like 2009. And Charlie, I know that you don't keep count like I do. You're not neurotic about things like I am. But you've been making these road trips for just about as long, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you had a pretty good streak going for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, lost track though.
So you have no idea?
No.
You don't keep track of the ticket stubs like I do?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You just know you show up on Fall Saturday somewhere to watch a football game?
Yep.
Pretty much. That sounds about right when it comes to you. Yep. Sounds about right. And let's talk a little bit about what went into these rankings. So the way we did it is Charlie and I, we each did our individual rankings independent of each other. We didn't discuss it. We just knew that we had the same task of ranking our top 10 SEC road trips. And again, these are road trips that we have been on, so we can speak from an informed standpoint on this. But the top 10 SEC road trips for Georgia fans. We then compared our rankings and assigned a point value for each slot. So whoever I had ranked number one on my personal list, they got 1 point. And then who I had ranked number two got 2 points. And so on and so forth. So we assigned the point values and then added them all up. And the road trip with the lowest point total was number one on our list, on our combined list. And then the trip with the highest point total was number 10 on our combined list, with, of course, everything else falling somewhere in between. Kind of like golf, the lowest score wins. Actually, exactly like golf, lowest score wins. And this was obviously a very subjective exercise. There was really no set criteria here. We both just had the task of ranking our top 10 SEC road trips. And we each defined best road trip in our own way. So Charlie, for you, I got to ask you before we get started, what were the key factors that helped you put your list together? Like, what were you thinking about when you were ranking them 1 through 10? Be honest here.
How easy it is to get to the place?
Really?
Or the city?
That's the first thing that you were thinking about.
I mean, I don't like to be stressed out trying to get places.
The distance from Athens
Not
was your number one
the
criteria.
Distance, no.
The amount of time it takes you to get there?
Traffic, time.
How stressful it is to get there?
How you get there. Like, is it a lot?
Well, you drive.
I don't like to drive on the interstate. So, like, is it a lot of interstate?
Where are you going?
Like,
okay.
Is it, like,
back roads.
Highways that are not as, you know, congested?
I would much rather drive on the interstate, I think. Well, I don't do the driving when I go. So, I guess it doesn't really matter. I'm kind of asleep and, like, doing research, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so that was your number one. Okay, well, top of your list. What else are you looking at?
Food.
Okay, food's a big factor.
Being able to run.
Huge factor.
Yeah.
Huge factor. Absolutely. So, yeah, for me, I mean, it's...
Weather.
What do you mean weather?
Like, if we're playing there in September and it's hot.
Oh, like we normally
hot,
play certain
hot,
teams certain
yeah,
times of year. Yeah.
We'll probably be lower on my list.
What about Knoxville now? Knoxville moving from, like, early October to November now.
But it's still...
It's going to be way colder.
It's still the South. It's the South. You don't know.
But it's in the... I guess.
I mean, we've had games in Sanford in November, and it's like 85, and you're sweating.
I will say it's never been cold when I've been in Knoxville, like in early October. Never been cold. I'm wearing short sleeves.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been...
I'm wearing shorts and short sleeves every time I've been in
Knoxville. Oh, I need a jacket, but not like my winter.
Maybe at night it gets like a crisp chill in the air, but not I would not say ever cold when we've been there.
Yeah. It's a pretty
dry
up there.
When we've made road trips.
Sometimes, depends.
Yeah, what is it, the Smokies?
Yeah.
That in Lexington, yeah. You go that way? Do you go that way to Lexington?
Yeah, I hate the interstate.
I guess it is the non-interstate.
I avoid Chattanooga at all costs.
Oh, because the bottlenecks there?
Yes.
Yeah, that sucks.
Traffic is awful.
Yeah, again, I don't drive, but I know what kind of bottlenecks there. My wife likes to say choice words. When she gets there, I just shut up and don't talk. Because I know it's safer that way. I know it's safer that way. All right. But yeah, for me, I mean, it's similar things. I don't care as much about the traffic and distance, as I said, because I'm not the one really doing the driving. But for me, I'm looking for, like, on Friday nights, like, I need a good, at least, I mean, you don't need a ton of, like, people always talk about, well, there's not enough restaurants. You need one really good restaurant that you can go to, a good bar scene for Friday night, you know, what I would call the fun quotient. Then for Saturday, yeah, I need a place where I can run and run through, a good flat campus would be awesome. Some places are better for that than others. Saturday, I think I've said this on the show before, I don't want to speak for you, but I think you kind of do this too. I don't tailgate outside. I know a lot of people love that. That's awesome. I'm glad that people love that. That's just not what I do. I go to a sports bar so I can watch as many games as I possibly can. I'm in an air-conditioned room. People serve me. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to get up at the crack of dawn. Like, I run the morning before I go tailgate. So I can't get, I mean, I can, I'm up, but I'm not going to go and just stand outside at a tailgate spot at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, for us, it depends on who we go with, because everyone knows that I'm not going to show up and throw the party. Like,
oh, wow. Yeah, everyone knows that.
No, I work really hard during the week, like a lot of people. My idea of fun is not throwing a party every Saturday. It's
exhausting. Are you even capable of having fun?
No, I'm not.
Sometimes I question it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not the life of the party.
I think the best case scenario for you is like satisfaction, maybe, or like
I'm not the life of the party. I don't want to be the life of the party, but I'm
contentment
not.
Is like the best for you. Like, I think contentment is like high end for Charlie.
Sure, whatever you say. I don't need to, you know, throw a big party. You know, I am happy to go to a bar where I can sit and have other people.
Well, that's my go-to. You know me. That's my go-to.
Works for me.
Because, like, I'm already, especially like you said, in a lot of these SEC towns, it's already hot as hell out there. You're gonna be sitting out there for 3 or 4 hours if it's a day game, which most of these games, a lot of these games are. I need to be inside for a little while. I mean, I need to chill. And really, for me, it's more the AC is part of it, but like honestly, just watching all the games I want to watch.
Well, tailgating gets really expensive too.
It's easier that way.
And like, I'm not the person that's going to like go get a spot either. Like, I want to go.
I can't.
I want to have a relaxing Saturday morning.
Enjoy my morning.
I want to wake up whenever I wake up without an alarm.
Now, I do get to this bar when the bar opens. I'm there when they open the doors. I want to be the first one there so I can have my pick of seats.
Well, we know you have a
but
lot
I'm
of anxiety.
But I'm neurotic. Again, I have massive anxiety issues when it comes to Georgia football.
You know, I
want to
enjoy my morning. You know, usually I go run. If my parents go, my mom runs with me. That's always fun.
You call that running?
Places. Be nice.
She's a wonderful lady. But I've seen that woman
move. Hey, you hope you're running when you're her age.
I do. I'm a terrible person. I do.
You know.
I do.
Run, have a cup of coffee, not having to like rush around to get ready to go somewhere.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. So that's a big factor.
I am happy to go to a tailgate, but I am not going to be the person setting it up.
I will go. Like, if some of my friends.
I'm cleanup crew.
If some of my friends are having a tailgate outside somewhere, like I'll go and say hey for like half an hour or so, but I'm going back like maybe a halftime of like the noon games. But I'm going back to the bar. Like, that's the way it works. I might come by and say, hey, but that's about the extent of that. So that's a fact for me. Hotels, I'd like a nice hotel, you know. And it's from also, walking distance. Everything's got to be in walking distance for
me.
Yeah,
we don't like to have to drive.
I want to be able to park on Friday when I get there and not get in my car again until I leave on Sunday morning. That's my goal. Right? And that's a big factor for me. And then, of course, the game day environment's a part of that as well.
And that used to be really hard before Uber.
Yeah. Yeah, Uber has actually been a lifesaver when
and
it comes
Lyft.
To that.
I just go with whatever's cheaper. Actually, I don't. My husband does because I don't really know how to work it.
I just like to be able to stay in town. You know, I like places that have enough hotels where you can stay in town and not stay in a town that's like, oh, I don't know, 5 miles away. I know it's not that far away. You can get there, but I just like to be able to park and walk. That's just me. Anyway, so that's kind of our criteria. Of course, that's very nebulous. It's extraordinarily subjective. But that's kind of how we did this. But we're going to go ahead and get to the list now. And we're going to like flip the roles a little bit today. Charlie, when Charlie's on the show, she is normally the host and I'm the analyst. But today, we're going to reverse roles. I'm going to be the host and Charlie's going to be the analyst.
I don't know if we can say I'm an analyst.
Well, that's kind of, but that's the role. You're the color commentator.
Yeah, but okay, we'll go with that. Not analyst.
I just know you have a lot to say about these places. I know that you do. Because I've heard you complain about a lot of these places and talk some of these places up. I've heard you do it over and over again.
I complain a lot.
About some of these places? Yes.
Well, probably.
Yes, I know there's a number of places on this list that you do not ever want to go again, but you always end up going.
Always.
You always say, I'm never going to go back. Yeah. And then like next year, oh yeah, I'm going. Oh, okay, cool. Didn't see that coming. All right, anyway, we're going to start at the bottom, number 10, and work our way up. Now, Charlie and I, we agreed on a lot of these, and then there were a couple that we were pretty far apart on. And some of them might be a little bit surprising to you guys. But we're going to start at number 10, and I think this is a good one to start with because a lot of people are going to disagree with this, and that's okay. Because this is a vacation week for many Georgia fans, and this weekend gets a ton of national press coverage. So we're opening number 10 with the annual cocktail party, the trip to Jacksonville, Florida. Charlie, I think in your individual list, you had this ranked number 9. I think we both had this ranked number 9. Yeah, we both had this ranked number 9. So why did you have Jacksonville so far down the list for you when so many other Georgia fans love this trip? They look forward to it all year.
I think a lot of people that like this trip like to go to the beach, but I'm not really a beach person.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And, like, I don't want to wake up early enough. I'm not going to take an extra day off work. Like, I'll take one day off work, but I'm not going to take an extra day off work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to wake up super early to go to the beach on Friday. Like, drive mm-hmm. all the way down there and go to the beach for a day.
Are you even going
to
have
any days off? I'm
not
going to go to the beach the day of the game. Like, that's not possible.
That's impossible.
There's nothing in Jacksonville. So
downtown Jacksonville.
I stay in downtown Jacksonville.
Yeah, I stay in downtown
There's
Jacksonville.
Nothing there now, especially. Like, you used to at least be able to go get food and watch some games on Saturdays. But now the landing is gone. So there's, like, absolutely nothing.
Yes.
It's like a 5.5-hour drive from Athens, which is not super far, but 16. Ugh, so boring. I don't like to drive down there.
16, what is the road? Okay. Drive. I'm asleep when we're. I don't know what's going on.
So, there's just nothing there. The weather is always unpredictable. Like, it's either
It's been
raining,
insanely cold and windy there before.
It's either raining. It was really windy one year.
I think
cold.
It was 2000.
And then it could also 14? Be, like, 85 degrees and you're sweating to death.
I think it was 2014. It was insanely cold and windy in 2014. Yeah.
So, it's just not my favorite place.
Yeah, you nailed it there. Look, you're right. A lot of people, they make a weekend of this. An entire week, they go play golf, they have fun at the beach, and you're right. That's awesome for them. I'm glad people enjoy that. I've never really been a beach guy. I think a lake guy, beach guy, I don't know. I'm not a water sports, water kind of guy. And for a football weekend, when it comes to what is important to me, I want to be able to park and walk everywhere. So I have never stayed in Amelia Island or St. Simon's Island, so I can't speak to that. All I know is that I would not want to do that. There's a reason I have not done that. It's because I don't want to have to drive into Jacksonville the day of the game. I want to be able to run. I want to be able to go to the bar. Well, I used to be able to go to the bar at the landing. Look, the landing was always sketchy. And the bars and restaurants there were average at best, but like it was still fun, right? You could still go watch some games, get some drinks, have some average food, whatever. And you'd be fine. It was right there. I stayed at the Hyatt Regency, which is right there on the riverfront. So it's literally like a stone's throw away. The landing was. Now the landing has been demolished. And there is, you're right, Charlie, absolutely nothing in downtown Jacksonville. It is a dead zone. Now there are other parts of Jacksonville a couple miles away that have some decent things. But again, I do not want to have to drive out there. That is not what I want to do. On game day, I want to be able to get up, run, go to the bar, watch other games, and then walk to the stadium. And Jacksonville, staying in downtown Jacksonville is really the only way you can do that. And downtown Jacksonville now is an absolute pit of despair. It's nothing. Honestly, I'm not even sure I'm going to go this year. Are you going? Now that the landing's gone?
I haven't decided yet.
I'm strongly thinking about going to like New York or Chicago and watching...
Ooh, that would be fun.
Watching the game at the Georgia bars in one of those cities. Like, honestly, I am.
Can we come?
I mean, sure. American Whiskey, New York City. Let's go.
Is that the Georgia bar there?
Yeah. It's closed right now, I think, temporarily. So hopefully it's open by then. But I am so fed up with Jacksonville. The game is always awesome. It's always super fun. But everything around the game besides the game itself now kind of sucks.
Well, and that's your birthday too.
It's always my birthday. So we went in 2019. We went 2019. Didn't go last year. Went 2019. And that was the first year that the landing had been demolished. You couldn't go to the landing. And we basically, like, everyone's just sitting at the hotel bar. And we raced back after the game to go just to the hotel bar because there's no other bars or restaurants around. There's nothing there in downtown. And of course, you know, a lot of people didn't even go to the game, so the bar is packed and there's nowhere to get a seat. We waited like almost an hour to try to get a seat, couldn't get a seat, and finally ended up ordering pizza to my room. So I spent Saturday night eating pizza for my room after that big win.
At least you could control the remote.
And I don't want to, like, but that's just not, it's not fun. It's not fun.
Okay.
It's not fun. So I don't think I'm going to be going
number
back.
Number 10.
I don't know. We'll
Jacksonville.
See. Jacksonville sucks.
No, thank you.
Sucks. Not for me.
Okay. Number 9.
All right. Number 9. All right. This is another one. This is one where you and I are diverged pretty considerably here, Charlie. Neither one of us had it too high on our list, but I had it dead last on mine. And you had it about middle of the pack coming to number 6. But coming to number 9 in our combined rankings is Auburn, Alabama. All right, Charlie, I simply have to ask you this. How in the heck is that nothing, nowhere town not dead last on your list.
It's a day trip. I don't like to spend the night in hotels.
But to me, that's why I don't like Auburn. It is a day trip. But if I...
Again, not the life of the party.
But if it's a day trip, that means I'm missing games. I'm spending six... The day of the game, I'm spending six hours. By the time... If it's a night, if it's a 3:30 game, by the time I get back, it's like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, you got Sunday. That's what we do.
I gotta watch Georgia tape and get prepared for the podcast on Sunday. Well, I've got time.
I'm sorry.
That is my problem. Like I can get there and watch, like, it's a 3:30 game, which it typically is. It's been a noon game before, but past couple times it's been 3:30.
If it's a noon game, it's great because you just wake up early.
Noon is good.
You drive and then the game's over around three.
I don't mind
3:30, and then
noon
you
is
can
okay.
Leave and get back by dinner time.
Noon is okay because you're back by like 7 o'clock or so. Now, I think that was 2015, Mark Richt last year. I think it was a noon game. Yeah, that worked out really well. That's great. But when it's a 3:30 game, you get there and you get there for you're around 11 o'clock. You park, you get into a bar to watch some of the noon games, watch the first half of the noon game, and then you walk to the stadium, which is great. You can walk to the stadium, give it that. It's a nice campus.
It's a cute little downtown. It just doesn't have much.
Cute little downtown. It's what do you mean?
It's like Mayberry.
It's like two blocks with nothing. Yeah,
cute.
There's no bars. It's Mellow Mushroom is what we, honestly, I don't know where you go. We go to Mellow Mushroom.
I've been to that one.
That's what I have to go to. Like, if I'm trying to find a decent sports bar with average food, that's about all you can find. And there's hardly even any TVs in that bar.
Yeah, but when it's like the noon game, you just drive in, drive out. Take a picnic.
Yeah, noon is fun.
That's one that I'll actually tailgate for because I'm not there all day. Like,
noon
I can pack
fine.
A cooler and be okay with it. It's not like some big
But that,
if
that game is not noon
day.
Very often. And then when you're driving home, you miss, like, again, if it's a noon, then you can record those games and watch when you get home. But if it's a 3:30 game, you're just not watching those games. You're just missing them. And I don't like that. That sucks.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But I will give him credit. Like, the town...
I like not having to spend the night in a hotel because I don't sleep well in
hotels. I'd much rather spend the night in the hotel. And that's the thing. There's no hotel. Like, there's essentially no hotels in downtown Auburn. There's two.
I just don't sleep well in hotels. So if I can avoid it, I will.
I'd much rather stay in the hotel than have to... Inconvenience myself driving for sure,
but you don't drive.
But being the process of taking the time, I can't watch the other games. I love college football. I want to watch as many games as I can.
Okay.
It is a problem for me. I hate that Auburn is our cross divisional rival because we have to go to that piece of junk town every other year. I hate it with a deep abiding passion.
I think we should move on to number 8.
Clearly number 10 on my list. I don't like Jacksonville. Jacksonville is number 9. Personally, Auburn was number 10 for me. I do not like Auburn.
Okay.
All right. Coming in number 8. This is another one that might surprise people because of all the love that Death Valley gets. But coming in at number 8 is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So for those of you who are, or for those who are listening, Charlie, that might not have had a chance to go to Baton Rouge for a game before... Why was this spot so low for you? I'm looking it up.
I might actually move this down.
You had Baton Rouge at number 8.
I really didn't
like
Baton Rouge. I was not impressed. There were not a lot of restaurants in a central location.
It was a little spread out
downtown, but it was spread out. The running was not great.
No. Where did you run? They actually had a greenway.
Yeah, I just didn't like it.
Huh?
When you're
it's a greenway. It's a straightaway.
Right, but I run really early, so when you're a woman running by yourself. It can get a little sketchy. If you've never been there.
You're not a hulking specimen of a human being.
Sure. Got it.
Just kidding. Yeah. Obviously.
I didn't like I don't really like flat, super flat running because it's boring and you're using the same muscles, so my legs get
Give me the flat running all day.
But anyways, yeah, I was not super impressed. A long walk to the stadium. You couldn't even get to the stadium.
And those people, they get a lot of credit for their passion, and they should. They're a very passionate group.
I also saw people tailgating over porta potties.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. It's they are a very passionate group. They deserve some credit for that. But they're also
disrespectful.
They're a vile group of people.
Well, I don't know that I would call them vile.
On a Saturday when they're all liquored up, they are a vile group. Generally speaking, a vile group.
I think some of them were disrespectful. There were also
some
of them that were very nice.
Yeah, there's always and look, every fan base has good and bad. Like even the Georgia fan base, there are some idiots in the Georgia fan base. I see it every Saturday, and it bothers me. It annoys me. But I think there are some fan bases that have more of that element than others. And I would say LSU, at least in my experience going there, is more towards that end of the spectrum.
Oh, and the drive to Baton Rouge is pretty long. I don't like that.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty long drive. I know you can fly in. I didn't fly. Did you fly? You didn't fly in. I did not fly into New Orleans. I was going to, but I just didn't want. Again, I wanted to rent a car. It's just easier to just, honestly, the time it takes to go to the airport, whatnot. I mean, it's just might as well just drive. So yeah, I did not drive. I was in a car while someone else drove me to Baton Rouge. But yeah, like Baton Rouge, like it was a different environment. I like the style of food. I like Cajun food. You're right. Some of the restaurants are hit or miss. I had a couple that were really good.
They didn't have sports bars.
And walk-ons.
In Baton Rouge?
Charlie, walk-ons is a Louisiana thing.
I didn't go to that one.
Yeah, because you went to the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I hate that place.
Yeah, I don't know why you went to Buffalo Wild Wings. They had the freaking walk-ons. Actually, the last
walk-ons
game...
walk-ons was probably full.
No, because they were having the Georgia, like, the Dog Nation takeover thing.
Oh.
And I think you didn't want to deal with that. I think that's why you didn't go.
I just follow whoever I'm with.
No, walk-ons is a great sports bar.
Yeah, no.
It's awesome. Like the one in New Orleans, fantastic.
We all went there for...
the Sugar Bowl.
Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, we met up there, yeah. So, I mean, look, it was a unique experience. It was a different experience. They are very passionate. I will give them that. I think they take it a little too far. You're right. I saw people pushing over multiple porta-potties with Georgia when they saw Georgia fans go in. I did not like that. Again, all fan bases have some idiots. I just think they have a few more. And I just... the campus was solid. It was nice. It was solid, different. It just didn't wow me. It wasn't overall. And like, it was on a night game at Tiger Stadium.
Oh, and another thing is I saw people letting their kids play on the Indian burial grounds.
Huh?
That they have on campus.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And the kids, and I think like teenagers, not just like little kids, were like running up and down them. And I just thought that was very disrespectful.
And also say like the hotels in Baton Rouge, like downtown Baton Rouge, are a couple miles outside of campus. So this is the one thing I did not like. I could run, but to get to like the bars, I had to actually take an Uber to get to the sports bars. And actually, there was so much traffic that I had to get out of the Uber before I even got there and just walk the rest of the way. So that was really annoying for me. Didn't necessarily love that. There weren't really any hotels that like right on campus. Not enough, at least. So, yeah, Baton Rouge was fine. It was a fun trip. Didn't like the way that game turned out, obviously, but it certainly is not in the top tier of the road trips that I've been on. What are you even looking up?
If it's okay to say Indian burial grounds, or if I should say American Indian.
I think people understand what you're saying. I don't think anyone thinks you're trying to be disrespectful.
I don't want to offend anyone.
That's very thoughful of you.
But when I Googled it, one of the questions that popped up was, is it disrespectful to stand on an Indian mound?
Can we just call them burial grounds?
I mean, yeah, but it says, and there were signs when I was walking by.
Native American.
Do not play or walk.
On,
and then it had like the strings.
What did it
say? Like around them.
Okay, yeah.
Well, but then the kids were like running up and down.
Have you seen people? You've met people.
I know.
I mean, it's just... what happens?
I know. Okay.
Not everyone's as good of a person as you are, Charlie.
All right, so Baton Rouge, not Baton
Rouge.
Great.
Baton Rouge coming in at, what was that, number 8?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, coming in at number 7. And the trend continues here. Another SEC town that gets a ton of national love that is actually on the bottom half of our list. So coming in at number 7 is Oxford, Mississippi. Charlie, why aren't you buying the mystique of Oxford and the Grove? Because apparently the Grove is the greatest tailgate in the country. That's what they tell us.
Again, don't care.
Are you kidding me? No.
It's a long drive.
So insanely overrated.
It's a long drive. There are no hotels like close to the stadium.
There's a graduate that. They're downtown. Oxford is
one block.
It's a town square.
It's Mayberry. It
truly is Mayberry.
Yeah.
Like growing up watching Andy Griffith Show, that's what I pictured Mayberry being like.
Both times that I've gone there, it has been sweltering.
Sweltering. Yeah.
They have a few good restaurants.
I've gone to Ajax Diner, which is really good. Gone there a couple times. We've gone there. They have this thing in their town square. There's like 3 or 4 really good restaurants and like 2, maybe 3 solid bars. But when you have all those people packed into this small little area, you basically are just shoulder to shoulder at all times. Getting a table is almost impossible. Getting the bar sometimes almost impossible. It's just not.
Yeah, see, I don't like to fight crowds like that. That's another reason.
It's like Athens. Like, we just have so many bars that, yeah, they're going to be crowded, but you can find a bar or a restaurant to get into because there's so many of them. Not the case in a place like Oxford. And the Grove, what was your impression of the Grove?
I mean, I'm not into that kind of thing.
I mean, it was fine. I'm not going to say it was terrible, but, like, certainly did not live up to the hype. I mean, you walk through it, it's just like, again, you have like tent after tent, like shoulder to shoulder. You basically can't move. I didn't see why it was that much different than some of the other places that we've been to. I don't understand why that's supposed
to be. Well, they have chandeliers and
sure they class it up.
But
sure.
To me, that's just more work, and I work really hard Monday through Friday, like a lot of people, and that's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
So other people that enjoy that kind of thing, great.
Yeah.
Good. Not something I care for.
And go back to the hotel thing. Like if I remember correctly, there's a graduate hotel downtown, but it was like $600 a night. I wasn't going to pay $600 a night for that. So I actually stayed. It was in Oxford.
You wouldn't be able to sleep.
Oh yeah, and I think that's why we ultimately didn't end up booking that room. It was a lot of money. That sucked too, but also. It's like, wow, that's going to be just one big party all night long, and I need to sleep. So and the only other option really was, there's like a Holiday Inn that was like maybe a mile or mile and a half outside of campus in Oxford. And I think we actually ended up walking from there. If I remember correctly, you stayed, where did you stay? Did you stay in Batesville?
One time, yeah.
You stayed in Batesville one time? Yeah, I don't think I ever stayed. I can't remember if I stayed in Batesville. But we stayed at the Holiday Inn, which is like about a mile and a half away from campus, away from the stadium. And I remember. This was 2016, Kirby's first year. We walked from there to the stadium, and you're right, it was so insanely hot. I was drenched from head to toe by the time I even got to the game. That sucked. So, I don't know. I mean, Baton Rouge or Oxford is fine. There's nothing necessarily wrong with it. It's just not a top-tier road trip. It's just simply not. There's just not enough there. It's too crowded. The running is okay. It's fine. There's not enough sports bars for my liking, personally. So, fine, solid, decent, but not really, in my opinion, a place that lives up to the hype. All right, moving on here. Number 6. Next up is one that, Charlie, you and I vehemently disagree on. This is actually our biggest disagreement when it comes to these road trips. Coming in number 6 is a trip that we will be making this year. I think you're going. I don't know. I think you are.
Reluctantly.
Reluctantly. And that is Nashville, Tennessee. Charlie... I know how you feel about this. I don't get it. So you have to explain this to us. You had this one coming in dead last on your list. I think the average Georgia fan would say, huh? They would have this way higher than dead last.
I'm not the life of the party.
I'm glad that you could admit that. But I have to ask you, how in the hell do you have Auburn, Alabama ahead of Nashville, Tennessee? Do you like honestly just not enjoy having fun? It's the only explanation.
I have a different definition of fun.
Define that for us then.
I mean, I still don't understand.
It.
I don't like trying to get to Nashville or trying to get home from Nashville. It is a pain in the butt. Cause you either go 285 and up 75 to Chattanooga.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah, I know. You're horrible with directions. Dead stop in Chattanooga every single time. Where you either split to go towards Chattanooga and Nashville or Knoxville.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that.
And then the curve down to Chattanooga over to Montego. Oh my God. You could sit there for 3 hours. Yeah. You don't know.
You can.
But you have to go through there. And even if you go from Athens, if you go like through Gainesville, over through the country, like back roads, you still have to get through the curve of Chattanooga to Monteagle.
Okay. Fair. All that's true. I've sat in some traffic getting into Nashville. I know
and
that
then,
sucks.
And then when I get to Nashville, the past few times, it's been bloody hot.
Because we play them in September.
Yeah. Hot, 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 hot. It's miserable.
Wherever you're going to be in the South in September is going to be bloody hot, as you say.
You're asking for my reasons. Okay. I'm giving you
my reasons. All right.
I don't really enjoy the running there because...
It's hilly. The north end
is hilly.
Or west end, sorry.
And there's not like
hilly.
Any like neighborhood streets so much.
Do you stay downtown or the west end near campus?
Both. But you've stayed in both? I've stayed in both.
Okay, you've done both. Okay.
I don't like to run on the sidewalk because it's bad for my knees because the sidewalk concrete.
So you're just running in the middle of the road?
I prefer to run in the road.
What are you doing?
But I can't
How are
run.
You not dead?
I run against
traffic.
Oh, because
you're running at 4 o'clock in the morning when no one's out.
Yeah, that too. But you can't, there's not like any neighborhoods you can really run in. So running is kind of a pain. It's always hot. It's hilly. Then, I just don't like.
It's really
Friday.
Not that. I mean, it can be hilly. You just got to find the right route.
I've already moved on.
Oh, my God.
On Friday night, when you try to go out to dinner, Nashville is such a tourist city now. Mm-hmm. And it used to not be like
Nashville
that.
Has gotten insane over the years.
I used to go to Nashville growing up because my aunt and uncle.
It's gotten insane over the years.
It is ridiculous. Bachelor parties, birthday parties, all these things going on. And it's just like, can there be any more people?
You don't like to have fun.
I mean, I like to have fun, but I don't need to have somebody like breathing down my neck when it's already
85 degrees
outside.
It is insane. It's like overwhelming how many people are in
the
downtown.
Yeah, I just don't like big crowds of people.
Yeah, the strip is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. Fair. Okay. All you said about getting there, I agree with that. But once you get there, it is so much fun. Like, yes, there's a lot of people. But there's so many bars that you can go into, so many restaurants that you can go into, and you can just have an incredible time. Like, do you not have fun when you're actually there? Like, in a bar, in a restaurant?
I mean,
A bunch of Georgia fans going crazy?
Yeah, it's just hot and there's a lot of people.
But you're going to, again, be hot wherever you are in the Southeast in September.
Yeah. They just do a lot of, like, they have, like, a lot of the bars are rooftop bars where they have the garage doors open. And it's like, can we not use the AC?
I mean, that's true. I will agree with you on that front.
I mean, it's just like, it's hot no matter what. Some of you probably think I'm being a princess, and that's okay. I'm just telling you
freaking hot.
Why
it
I
is.
Rated it,
it
number 10.
But, okay, and that all makes sense, but I just think it's too much fun, man. Great restaurant. Have you gone to Bakersfield?
I don't know.
The taco place? Upscale taco place?
I don't know.
Okay, if anyone's going on the trip this year, Bakersfield, check it out. Great place to get a,
I
get
do
a meal.
Like their...
Got some great queso
what's
fundido.
What's the name of that bar that plays like...
Tin Roof. You like Tin Roof.
Is that what it is? What kind
I,
of songs
I remember,
are those?
I remember last
covers.
Time...
Covers. They play covers.
Yes.
From like the 80s
someone
and the
is
90s.
Playing a song that
great.
Someone else wrote. That is
that,
called a cover song. Yes, Charlie.
If you
yes,
know
I
me,
remember
I don't know anything
we
about
went,
music.
Yes. I think you asked us to meet you at Tin Roof last time.
Yeah.
And we walked in there and you were singing along to Madonna
Everything.
Or something. I don't know what you were singing along to. Yeah. I mean, that was a cool little bar. But there's so many bars on the strip that are awesome. I mean, they all have their kind of unique little vibe. I think it's fun. See, even you admit you were having fun. You were singing along to a cover song.
Yeah, but...
There you go. Because you don't like the whole country thing either. I think that's another thing. You're not into like the whole country vibe, country
I mean, I'm
music.
Definitely not wearing cowboy boots.
Right.
Or cowgirl boots.
Right.
Or jeans.
So
do
when,
not
if
wear
you
jeans.
Walk into
Who
a,
wants to
if you walk into a bar
85?
And they're playing live music and it's country music, you're like, oh, cool. Or,
I mean,
oh.
If it's like old country, sure.
Okay.
New country? Ugh.
Most
it's
of
not
stuff
country.
Playing,
it's
yeah.
awful.
Well, that's a whole other conversation another day.
Ew,
but most of the, I think Nashville is like old country for the most part. I mean, I'm not a huge country music guy, so I don't know all my country stuff, but it seems like it's older school country. I don't know. Do you prefer staying in the West End, like closer to campus, or downtown?
West End, it's quieter.
It's easier for, yeah, it's easier for me to Uber in or walk downtown on Friday than it is to have to do that
you going to the game. You can't run downtown. You have to stop
Yeah, it's a pain. No, it's a pain. So, yeah, I prefer staying on the West End. There's a Marriott. There's a Holiday Inn that's right there. It's the Marriott that overlooks the stadium. That's where I like to try to stay. If you can get it, if you can get a room booked before the prices get astronomical. And that's the key with all these road trips, guys, is you've got to, if you're ever planning on going on a road trip, you've got to book the hotels, honestly, as soon as they become available for that weekend. Because generally speaking, the prices are going to be lower then. The longer you wait, the more those prices go up. And obviously, those rooms are going to get booked up pretty quickly. So that's like when I told you guys this on the show. I tried to predict when when we were going to be playing all these road games before this 2021 schedule even came out. And I got most of them right. So I actually had them all booked up before they came out. And I got some great deals doing that. So that'd be my little bit of advice there if you're trying to make a road trip. All right, moving on here, we're getting the top five. All right, we're pretty much aligned in our thinking here on this fifth-ranked trip, Charlie, and that is Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I've actually only been to Tuscaloosa one time. I know you went this past year.
Been a couple times.
She's been a couple. Okay, this is my first trip ever to Tuscaloosa this past year, and obviously I didn't get the full feel of it because
it's getting bigger. It's a very nice COVID-y. Little town.
I was actually. Because you had been there a couple of times. You told me.
It's good running. They have a beautiful campus.
Their campus was maybe the prettiest campus I've seen in the Southeast. I'm dead serious about that. Like, I love our campus. I thought Alabama's was really, really nice. Now, part of that is because people were telling me they had, I guess, there were tornadoes that came through there.
Yeah.
It was tornadoes, right? That was the issue.
Yeah.
So tornadoes came through and they like destroyed everything. And so they got all this money to rebuild everything. And so now everything's nice, new, beautiful. And it was a very, very, very nice campus. You're right. The running there was great. I thought it was a solid bar and restaurant scene.
Yeah, they had enough for a weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I was at, like, again, it was COVID, so it was like a COVID game, so like I didn't get the full effect of it.
You walked to the stadium.
You walked to the stadium from the hotel.
It's now, not I will a say far
there's
drive.
Not a ton of hotels. They were building some hotels when we were down there, but there are not a ton down there, and the ones, since there's not as much down there, obviously there's a high demand for a game like that. The prices were astronomical, even if you try to book them early. But that when you play,
I'm not in charge of that.
Like when you play a game, when you play a game like that, the prices are always going to be super expensive. Like, you know, it's just crazy. But yeah, I thought Tuscaloosa was a solid town. I would like to go back at some point. I don't know when that'll ever happen with the way we do our scheduling, but I would love to go back. It'd be fun. All right, moving on. Number four, moving inside the top five now. Coming at number four is a city I honestly would never want to really spend any time in if it wasn't an SEC football weekend. But for those 6 to 7 weekends a year, it comes alive and you have a really good time there. And that is Knoxville, Tennessee. Charlie, I know that I think you used to like this trip. I don't know how you feel about it anymore. Where did you rank this individually? You had this ranked number 4 on your list, all right? So you were right. Yeah, you actually had it dead center at number 4. So what does Knoxville have going for it? Why do you like Knoxville so much?
It's a pretty drive. It's not a stressful drive. Well, there is like this one section of, is it 22? I don't know. Where they're still doing construction like years later. So you're like driving next to like 18-wheelers and it's two lanes on the interstate. And then there's the concrete divider in the middle of the road. And then like, you know, a ditch on the other side.
Okay.
18-wheelers going past you. It's just not my
favorite Again, I'm situation. Sleeping during when... That's happening.
It's a high stress situation for people that don't like the interstate. But it's a nice short drive, usually pretty, if you get to go when the leaves are changing. They have good running. Well, it depends on how far you want to run.
That is an incredibly hilly campus.
It depends on how far you want to run.
Running downtown is solid.
Right, and on the river. But if
downtown
you're like,
on the river, yeah.
One year
their campus is super hilly.
One year I was training for the AF half and I had to run like 11 or 12 miles and I did want to die because of the hills.
So I would never, yeah. I actually always, because I'm usually training for the AF half that time of year too, and I always, if I know I'm going to Knoxville, then I know that I've got to like manipulate my training schedule to not be running a long run in Knoxville.
That would be a good idea.
Because it just can't, it's just it's too freaking hilly.
You can walk to the stadium, I like that. You can walk downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That you
and
need
they
to.
Have they have a they've actually built a lot of new hotels over the years.
They've added sports bars too. We went to this one sports bar 2 years ago. It was really nice. I don't remember.
Oh, the one on the edge of the strip?
I don't
Down
know.
There just on the end of the strip?
I don't don't know.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I forget what that's called, too. I'm going to look that back up, because I need to go there again this year. Okay, I got to look that back up. Yeah, that was actually... Did we meet you there?
Maybe.
I can't remember. I know I went there, for sure. That was the first time I went last year. And they have some good restaurants, like downtown. They have some great spots. And I know this place does not have the best food on earth, but it's just a really good vibe, and it's kind of a tradition for us to go there. Do you guys still go to Calhoun's on the river on Friday night?
Yes.
Got to. Barbecue pork.
Sometimes we've gone on Saturdays, like after the game, if it was an early game.
I've done that a couple times.
You can walk down there, but there's not a sidewalk.
Well, you know, it's incredibly hard to find.
The easiest place to get to.
Yeah. And look, I will admit, the food is not the greatest food ever. It's solid. It's good. They do have the barbecue pork potato skins, which, have you noticed this trend, Charlie? It's getting increasingly more difficult to find a potato skin anywhere on a sports bar menu.
I ordered potato skins the other weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one of your vacations?
Yeah, when I was out of town. And they were just french fries. Like, thick-cut french fries.
Huh?
Yeah, but they called them potato skins. And I was like, this is not what I was expecting. And I would not have ordered these.
Were they good?
I mean, they were good, but they would not qualify as a potato skin.
So they were like... like skin?
There was no cheese. There was no bacon. There were no chives. Well, that's not a potato skin. Right. Not chives. Green onion?
This could not have been in the Southeast then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but have you noticed? Like, you just can't find them very often on sports bar menus anymore. And Calhoun still has... their little barbecue pork potato skins, which I love every other year. So it's a good little spot. It's a fun spot. Again, not the best food in the world, but it's a really good vibe. It's a cool place to go. A lot of people there. Good fun stuff. I actually like Knoxville. I think it's for a football weekend. I will qualify that. For a football weekend, I think Knoxville is actually a really good fun trip. It really meets all my requirements that I laid out earlier in the show. But come on, Charlie. Knoxville over Nashville?
Yeah.
No way.
Absolutely.
How? Why?
Not as many people.
There's 100,000 plus people that go to that. Well, they don't sell out their games anymore, but there's a lot of people that go to these games still.
Yeah, but not like
the number. Not all in one spot.
Right.
Okay.
Because I don't need to be around a lot of people to have a good time. I only need to be around and hear the people that I'm there to talk to.
I will say the Knoxville Strip on their campus is terrible.
Right, but they have a few.
But their downtown is pretty nice. Downtown Bar and Brewery is a nice stop.
That's all you need.
Yeah, they got a couple good spots there. It's not as good as Nashville. It's not as good of a town. Nashville's way more fun. I like Knoxville for a football weekend, but Nashville's way better.
Agree to disagree.
That's fine. I prefer Nashville, but that's okay. All right, moving along right into the top three, and I had to tease this a little bit. I think our top three are really going to surprise some people and probably evoke a fair amount of disagreement. But again, to remind everyone, this list is based on our experiences and our own personal criteria. Feel free to disagree. That is awesome. We love that. We'd love to hear what you guys think about this list. But coming at number three is a trip that, honestly, I wasn't sure I wanted to make when I first went back in 2010. I think that was my first trip there. Because I'd had so many people talk down about it and tell me it wasn't worth going to. But I went anyway, and I like it more and more every time I go. It's really grown on me, and that is Columbia, South Carolina. Charlie, you actually had Columbia as number two on your individual list. So explain to everyone, I think a lot of people would disagree with you and have probably heard otherwise. So explain to everyone what it is that you like so much about Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, well, it's a short drive. Yeah. Don't have to take a day off of work, which is just less hassle.
Fair.
Quick trip to get back on Sunday. They have a lot of good restaurants downtown now. They have another little area. What is it, like Five Points or something?
Yeah, they have two spots. They have Five Points and the Vista.
Which the are Vista.
What part do you like to go to?
I don't know what it's called.
Well, tell me what's there.
I just
there.
Know how to get there.
Tell me what's there.
It's like a couple of blocks with like restaurants and bars.
So descriptive. Because they're both a couple blocks of restaurants and bars.
If you're walking like...
what direction from campus?
Like you're walking...
are you walking to the stadium or away from the stadium?
Their Capitol building, you have to walk like left and then down the hill.
The Vista. You like the Vista.
I guess. I don't know.
Is that... are you talking about where they have the Wild Wings?
Yes.
That's the Vista. Yes.
Yeah. I like that area.
Yeah.
They have enough restaurants for a night.
I mean, it's a capital city. Bars. Yeah.
When it's nice weather, they have a lot of outdoor bars. I will say that I've been there when it's really hot, and I've been there when it's really cold. So
I've been there when I had to.
It just is what it is.
Here's why it can't
The biggest downfall of that trip is the 2 mile walk to the stadium.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. This is why it can't be number 2 miles. This is why I think you're crazy. That stadium is in the middle of an industrial park. Or like it's like a fair. It's in the middle of a fairgrounds, 2 miles away from any of the hotels. Like legitimately 2 miles away. And yeah, I guess you can go down there and park if you want to, but that's just such a hassle. So it's for me, I just usually walk. I have had to walk from the Vista, essentially downtown, all the way to the stadium in the pouring rain before. I have had to do that. That sucked, right? That was that 2014 maybe, I think.
How do you remember these things?
Because it's because this is what I live for, and it's seared into my mind. And we lost that game when we shouldn't. I think that was the game that Gurley came. Yeah. It was dead.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Anyway, it was pouring rain. Yes, we've been there when it was blistering hot. I've been there at night game in 2012 when we got just murdered. That sucked really, really bad. And I've had some really bad experience. We talked about fan bases that have more.
I've had a lot of people yell at me there, but
yes, look, hey, look, I'm not every South Carolina fan is a terrible fan. A lot of them are very good people, of course, but I would classify them kind of in the LSU mold where they, as it, you know, generally speaking, they lean more towards the side of just there's a lack of class among quite a few of them. And I think the big issue with them is like there's kind of like a little brother syndrome, like an inferiority complex, where they know that they're like not really a great program. And so when they had a couple years under Spurrier and they were really good, they just couldn't handle it. They had no idea how to handle being good because they'd never been good before in their lives. And they just lost their minds. And like I've had people just say so many terrible things to my wife. You can say what you want to me. I don't care. I don't. But like when you like borderline sexually harass my, not borderline strip, sexually harass my wife, we're going to have problems with that. And that I don't, and other women sexually harassing my wife. I don't, it's just not, no, it's just not a, it's not a, yeah. And you're gonna walk back. So that's why, I mean, I do enjoy Columbia. I think like the hotels, they have really good, it's a capital city, good hotels. The running is okay. It's very hilly. Their campus sucks. Like their campus.
It's not that hilly.
But their campus just, absolutely. I think Columbia is pretty hilly. There's, you can manipulate your route to where it's not too hilly, but it's a pretty hilly place. Their campus is not pretty. Their campus is, ugh.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
I mean, it's very boring. It's, I mean, it's just fine. It's not like a major thing for me, but it's not a great campus. But you're right. There's enough bars and restaurants, some good bars and restaurants, have a good time at good hotels. I do not like the walk to the stadium. This past year, I actually Ubered down there the first time. And I might be doing that again in the future. So, yeah, but I mean, it's a good place. I don't know if I didn't have it number 3 on my list, but it's a solid place. I think it's better than what people say about it. A lot of people will give that place a lot of grief. And everyone told me that before I went for the first time about a decade or God, I'm so old now. But they told me that, oh, don't go. You're going to hate it. It's stupid. There's nothing there. It's terrible. It's the armpit of the South. I'm like, okay, fine.
But I've certainly grown. Grown in the past.
I think it's grown since I've started going about since 2010. It's grown a lot. So yeah, I think it's a solid place. I really do. I don't have a major. I don't have an issue with Columbia, South Carolina. I think it's a good spot. All right, that takes us to number 2. Another upset pick, and I think it's going to surprise some people, Charlie. I think people now can probably guess what's on our list since we're down to our last 2.
Starkville?
Not Starkville. Number 2 is Lexington, Kentucky. Now, this is another trip that if you would have asked me before I made my first trip there years and years ago now, I would have been very dubious as to whether I would have enjoyed it. But I love that trip. I absolutely love that trip. And Charlie, you had it. Where did you have it ranked for you? You had
3.
It ranked. Yeah, I had it number 2 for me. You had number 3 for yourself. What is it that makes Lexington so appealing to you?
They have some really good restaurants. It's usually really not really hot or really cold. It's usually just like comfortable.
Yep.
Throw a jacket on. You can walk.
Know if I've ever been freezing there.
You can walk from downtown to the stadium. They have really good restaurants. Drive's not bad. Yeah.
Go through the Smokies like you do in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Everything's walkable.
Mm-hmm.
I used to stay at the Campbell House forever, which is kind of this old, like an old plantation house, maybe. I don't know. It's kind of, at least in that style. And they used to have a really cool bar inside there, and they renovated it, and I don't like it. And you get, if you're, any of you have ever been to the Campbell House, you know what I'm talking about. You get lost in that place. Like, it's just a maze. Past couple times, though, I've started to stay downtown, and I sort of like a back way in the stadium from downtown. So everything's walkable. Their downtown is a cool place, good restaurants, good bar scene. good sports bars, all like very, very good running. So again, it meets all my criteria. All right. Now I know some people would not care about that, but all the things that I care about, Lexington hits the mark for all those. If you like to go watch the horses race, it depends. Normally we don't play them when the horses are running at Keeneland, but actually you went there. There
was, I did not,
one October. I remember I was at the sports bar. We were kind of hanging out there, and then you come in from going to Keeneland and you were done.
I was not happy. They wanted a designated driver and I got sucked into it and I regret it still.
I remember like you were maybe as annoyed as I've ever seen you in my life.
Yeah, I didn't want to go.
Like you came back and just sat there and didn't say a word for like hours.
I don't like horses. Or horse,
yeah, why did you go in the first place? You
weren't gambling on it. Drive.
You're far too nice.
Yes.
But people, and you can also, if you're into that kind of thing, you can do the kind of like the bourbon tours, all that kind of stuff. It's a really, really fun trip. I strongly recommend it for people. If you're looking for a game to go to, maybe one that you haven't gone to before, something different, I think you'd have a really good time at Lexington. I know that I have a great time every time I go. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then finally, coming in at number one, and if you've listened to this show for a while, you were probably able to guess this one because you've heard us talk about it before. But coming in number one is the other Columbia, the superior Columbia, in my opinion, and that is Columbia, Missouri. And Charlie, I've got to press you here. We actually both had Columbia, Missouri ranked number one on our individual list. I got to press you, though, all right? You've now talked multiple times about how important driving distance is for you when you did these rankings. Well, this is by far the longest distance we have to travel every 2 years for a Georgia road game. So what is it about Columbia, Missouri that is so awesome that it overcomes the distance factor for you?
It's just a great little town. Everybody's really nice.
Insanely nice, yes.
I think in the future I'm going to fly. I'm getting too old to drive.
Yep.
No, it's a good time.
It's a great little
college
town.
They're a great restaurant. You can walk to everything.
It's a smaller version of Athens. It's the closest college town I've been to. It's the closest college... Well, let me say this correctly. It's the... Of all the college towns I've been to, it's the closest to Athens. Does that make sense? Did I finally say that correctly?
I think we get it.
But do you agree?
Yeah.
It doesn't have as many bars and restaurants as Athens. It's not as big as Athens, but no. It's got
more... It's enough for a weekend.
Yes.
Excuse me.
And some really cool, unique bars. Like, Booch's is one of the best bars... That I've been. I love Booch's. You know what? Have you gone there? You've gone there. Booch's, right?
It's a little sketchy, but yeah.
Oh, it's totally sketchy. That's part of the fun there. They have these like steamed like slider burger thing, hot dog things.
They're hot dogs.
But you can get little burgers too, little
but they
sliders.
They slice the hot dogs.
Yeah. And they steam them. And it's really good. It's a total dive bar. Old school total dive bar, which is not normally my scene, but it's just an awesome, cool throwback kind of place. Really, really cool. Love that. Harpo's is an awesome bar.
I was going to say, Harpo's is good entertainment if you want to go watch the college.
Harpo's might be the best sports bar in the SEC.
Obliterated by like 6 p.m.
Yeah. Well, Harpo's is like, I think it's, is it a sure say it's the best sports bar in the SEC? I think I would go there.
Their food's not that great.
But it's a sports bar. Sports bars aren't defined by how great their food is. Like, do you have like sports bar staples? Walk-ons is a different place. It's got Cajun food. In the SC, I really like Harpo's. Harpo's has got this interesting vibe because it has like two different parts, three different parts. There's got kind of like this, not ballroom, like bigger room where it has like projection screens where you're like watching a bunch of games. And it's got this old, like I guess the original part of it, which is like an old school throwback kind of bar. And that's where the college kids kind of hang out. And you're right, you walk in there at like 5 o'clock and they are gone. Yeah. Done. It's over. And I'm like, how are you going to be able to make it to 6, let alone like midnight? I guess they recover and because they're young and you know whatever, but they catch a second breath. But I don't know, man. They are, whew, it's tough. And they have a rooftop thing. Harpo's is a great bar. That's
it's
a great.
It's never
SEC
really
bar.
Cold.
When we've gone
it hasn't
there,
been
when
really
I've gone
super
there,
cold.
Yeah, we usually have played them in like September or early October, so it's never been crazy cold. I really enjoy it. And maybe I'm kind of biased because like the first game we went to there was really cool. You know, it was like that, like it was their first SEC game and that town was really excited about it. One thing I will say is baseball is huge there. Baseball is bigger than college football. And I will say it is
that
not.
That was annoying. One year they would not change the
It's when the Royals were in the playoffs. And like all of us Georgia fans, we want to watch all the other college football games. Auburn was playing. It was when Mississippi State, I think, was number. So this was like 2014 maybe. I think Mississippi State was number one that year. I think they were playing Auburn. We want to watch that game. and no sport. I went to like four or five different sports bars, and not one of them were trying to football game on. They all had baseball on exclusively.
We were trying to watch a Friday night game at some restaurant, and they like wouldn't turn the channel because baseball was on.
That happened to me on that Saturday. I think it was 2014 after the game, and like no sports bar would change one TV to anything other than the Royals game. And I was like, are you kidding me? And so I ended up having to go to, where did I go? There's a little like hole in the wall dive bar that didn't even serve food. They let us go bring in pizza from Shakespeare's Tavern, which is a really...
Shakespeare's has good pizza.
Yeah, it's a really famous little pizza place they got in Columbia.
Oh, you know what food they have there that's really
Viva Las Vegas? Is that was the name of the place, a little dive bar I went to? I can't remember, but it was a total... It was something... I don't know. It was a little dive bar that didn't serve food.
No, they have... Baked ravioli?
Yes, it's a Midwestern thing, right?
Yeah, it's so good though.
Yeah, it's a totally different vibe. It's just cool to try something different. I love Clemson, Missouri. Now, talking about hotels, there's only two hotels downtown. All right, there's a Tiger Hotel, which is an awesome hotel. And a couple years back, they built the it's a DoubleTree that they built there on the edge of town.
Did you stay there for their cookies?
I mean, their freaking cookies are incredible, and they have this awesome rooftop bar in the DoubleTree up top that is insanely cool. It's a very, very cool rooftop bar. Really enjoy. I actually like staying there more than Tiger Hotel. Tiger Hotel is a little classier hotel, but I like the DoubleTree. So yeah, it's a really, really fun trip. Another one that if you haven't gone there, I know it's a long trip, but if you were looking for a different thing to do, I would strongly, strongly recommend Columbia, Missouri. It's a really fun place, all walkable, really cool campus, beautiful campus. Just a totally different vibe than what you're used to in most SEC towns. Because it's really, I mean, it's the SEC, but it's not really the SEC, right? It's not the Southeast. But it's a fun place to go. Really, really, really do enjoy that trip. But all right, guys, that does it for today here on the Glory UGA podcast. Really appreciate you guys taking time to listen to the show. Hope you enjoy the show. I know a lot of you are probably going to disagree. Almost certainly going to disagree with a lot of our rankings here. And that's cool. We love to hear from you guys. And a lot of you have been on a lot of these trips as well. And are going on a lot of these trips and been to a lot of these towns as well. So let us know where you agree, where you disagree. Tell us why Charlie's insane having Nashville dead last on her list. I still can't get over that, Charlie. I know you don't like it, but dead last, I
can have my own opinion.
No, and you're totally welcome to have your own opinion. I just can't get over it. I don't see how anyone can have that dead last, but that's okay. You do your thing. But this was a lot of fun, guys. I really enjoyed doing this today. Again, let us know what you guys think. What road trips would you have ranked higher? Which ones would you have ranked lower? What surprised you? What stood out? We'd love to hear from you guys. You can hit us up on Twitter at @glory_UGA. You can also email us at gloryugapodcast@gmail.com. And we will have more content for you guys later on this week, so make sure to check back then. But for Charlie, I'm Tyler, and as always, go Dawgs!
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.